The time is, whoa, Jesus Christ. Sorry. Apparently we just got done with the Sleepy Time Tea Hour. The time is 6:07 in the p.m. You are listening to KOOP 91.7 FM, Hornsby, Austin, or online worldwide at KOOP.org. For the last time in 2008, it is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 512-472-5667, 472-KOOP. We'll be with you here until 7 p.m. How did we just hear, Mr. David Hotta?
We just heard the Dirt Bombs, favorite of the Mascot Wedding Show, with one of my favorites of the year 2008, from the album We Have You Surrounded. That was Pretty Princess Day.
And before that, one of my favorite albums of 2008, Modern Guilt, with, that's the name of the album, Beck, with Profanity Prayers.
I think you had that the other way around.
I don't understand.
Beck is the name of the artist or group.
I think it's Modern Guilt is the name of the group. And the name of the album is Beck Hansen.
Why would they name the album after an artist who already is out there, who exists?
What are you talking about?
It's a Beck album. It's a new Beck album.
It's just the album's just called Beck.
Well, it sounds a lot like Beck.
Well, it should sound a lot like Beck. The album is named Beck.
You know what?
Short for Beck Hansen, I believe. That's what I heard.
Right. I think you need to revisit that. I think you're absolutely wrong on that one.
Well, Profanity Prayers is definitely the name of the song. One of my favorite albums of 2K8. Coming to a close.
Do you feel it? Do you feel it closing in on you?
I do feel it closing in on me. But you know what? I like it. And I like this part of the year. And I think everyone in Austin right now can agree with me that they like this part of the year. Because guess who's not in Austin right now?
Students.
The students. Oh, they are gone.
Oh, those cocky sons of bitches.
That's why you're able to drive to work 30 minutes faster.
Yeah.
Because school traffic is not there.
Once it gets dark at night, I'm able to walk down the streets without getting shivved in the neck.
Yeah, exactly. The dive bars I like to frequent are not choking with the brim with students.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about them seducing our younger townies or our barflies.
Exactly. For the next 3 weeks, the townies rule. Townies get it back.
Even though both David and I went to school here.
Well,
we're townies now.
We evolved, exactly.
I think I've been in Austin as a non-student longer than I've been an ass student.
Yeah, where do my bills go, Austin?
So community college ladies out there, there's a new game in town. Because the old game, actually there's an old game in town. Because the new game left. They're home.
There's a game in the back of the closet that nobody likes to play with.
Yeah, but guess what? Someone blew the dust off it.
That's right.
Here it is.
Time to play a nice game of Don't Wake Daddy.
Yep, that is correct.
Which is also a game.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And also, don't wake me up if I'm sleeping.
Just get out.
God, I have a break now. I just want to relax. Speaking of breaks, how was your Christmas holiday? Well, I was like, we got a phone call right off the bat.
Oh, jeez.
Someone took our advice and called in. KOOP, you're on the air. Hello. Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, you're on.
Oh.
Scared him off.
Did scare him off.
You know what? Probably a student.
I think they were calling maybe to find Lisa S. from What's a Girl to Do? And her apprentice, whose name I don't want to say.
You can say it.
I don't know. It's
Victoria.
Because on the way out of here, Victoria, fine.
Yeah.
She was getting mad at us. She said that we're not nice.
Yeah. She said we're mean. We should nice it up a little
bit. She goes, you should try being nice, is what she said.
I think we're plenty nice.
Yep.
I don't understand where this is coming from.
In fact, based on my really nice Christmas, I was on somebody's nice list. Santa's!
Yeah? Cashed in?
Yes. Totally cashed in.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a good Christmas.
Yeah, no, it was a really good Christmas. Got to go down to Houston, spend time with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Entered my 30th year of excellence in a grand fashion, as I always do at my brother's bar.
That's right, because... Wait, how old are you now?
29.
Okay, so that's...
But I'm entering my 30th year of excellence.
I know, but... If you had turned 30 without me knowing, I would have been amazed. Yeah,
I don't think I would be here. I think you'd be doing the show by yourself.
Because Christmas is also your birthmas.
That's right. Yes.
You're just like your little Davy Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. That's coming back? Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. No, it was really good. Really good time.
How was Houston?
Houston, I'm softening up on Houston. I used to hate it. Now only merely, I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. Houston don't bother me. I don't bother it. However,
yeah,
there is a radio station in Houston. Because I lament that there is no oldies station in this town, correct?
I don't think there is an oldies rock. I know the Eagle or whatever went out of service.
Yeah, and there was like KI used to be the oldies station. No, there's nothing anymore. And that bothers me. I hate it. I hate that there's no oldies station. Houston, however, has like all David's hits all the time. Because if there was a song in my head
yeah.
over the past 12 months, I heard it on the way into Houston.
Wow.
Like, I kid you not, this was my reaction after every song. Are you kidding me? This is the best! I can't believe this song's playing! Like, one after another, every single time.
Wow.
I loved it. They stream online. I might have to start listening to a Houston oldies station just to get my fill.
Well, what do you mean by oldies? Like, give me an example of one of the songs.
Sister Golden Hair by America.
Okay.
There's a ton of stuff I'm just gonna talk over your head because you're soft headed.
I guess so.
You don't have the knowledge. You don't have the musical knowledge.
That's true. I don't.
Because you didn't go to David Hodder College.
I didn't.
Of musical knowledge.
Oh, did that rhyme? College of knowledge. Enough. It rhymed enough. Yeah, I was in San Antonio, and I was listening to their radio station, and I mean, when I'm in San Antonio, I was like, oh man, I'm in San Antonio now. I got to listen to some good old rock. And so I'll put it on like the Kiss station down there because, you know, every town has a Kiss. Mm. Although this is actually KISS. And they didn't disappoint because they're playing, you know. This is actually one of the better things they play. They're like, it's a four rock block of Rage Against the Machine. But,
wow.
But early Rage. Hmm. But early Rage.
As opposed to Audioslave?
Yeah. They had like an 8-year career. Early period. But then there was another station that I was like, whoa, what is this station? I haven't heard this one before. And my little sister was in the car and she's like, ugh, change it. Because she likes not that. And I was like, no, I don't like this song because it's early Alice in Chains. But I want to hear what station it's playing.
Yes. Yeah.
But here's the thing. It wasn't early Alice in Chains at all. It was Godsmack.
How do you, you know what? I was mid-question. I was going to be like, how do you get anything confused with Alice in Chains?
I know.
The addendum to that question should have been, with the exception of Godsmack.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Because
Godsmack, no. That was like...
boom, 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 boom,
bang, bang, they even named the band after an Alice in Chains song. So, of course, they're going to sound just like him.
There you go. I was still sort of half embarrassed.
I told you this. I will relay the story to you, the folks at home.
Yeah.
There is a station on the very, very, very left of the dial in Austin I was flipping through the stations trying to find something new. Heard the opening notes of Hotel California.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, I can live with this. I'll stay on it. It wasn't Hotel California. It was a song sampling Hotel California and putting in religious lyrics. It was like Baby Jesus was being born.
Yeah.
In like the Hotel Joe and Mary or something, I forget.
And that's kind of okay as a novelty.
But then after that, more cover songs. Like the Shaggy song, like, Shorty, you're my angel.
Of course, everyone remembers that one.
Of course,
remembers
classic.
And loves it, yeah.
That one was covered with religious lyrics.
So what did it say instead of, because there's like that line like, closer than my peeps you are to me.
I forget what it is. I would be making it up. Closer to the sheep.
Was it about the birth of Jesus? Like,
it was.
Jesus in a manger.
You know what? You're not too far off.
Manger.
I think you might be exactly right.
Closer than the sheep you are to me. Because like maybe the sheep were farther away in the manger.
Yeah.
Than little,
and then the Lord is within us.
Then
all.
Little BJ was, as I like to call him.
Anyway, yeah.
Jesus.
I was amazed. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, baby Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. In fact, I'd like to give you a little love of a BJ for Christmas.
The baby Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking Bartles and James, and we're not allowed to do that over the air.
Good to be back.
Anyway,
good
yeah.
Good to have a radio show.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, not that, I mean, because like, look, in Austin, you know, you at least, you have co-op.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's KUT.
Right.
101X on occasion doesn't make me want to kill myself. Most of the time it does.
KGSR also.
There's some good stations. Yeah. You know, there's some, you know, respites here and there. But I'll tell you who has the worst stations, bar none.
Okay.
Sunken Valley.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Sunken Valley, Texas, where I live and work.
Uh-huh. Where we both
live and work. They have, I mean, they get some of the Austin stations. Mm-hmm. They get co-op.
They get co-op, yeah.
Yeah, but they, I mean, ugh, it is horrible.
After that, the pickings are slim because there's like, have you?
There's that weird police run radio station.
Have you been listening to that lately?
I turned it on. Okay, I haven't listened lately, but I turned it on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all it was playing was, it was just this thing on a loop, and it was like, return to your homes.
They played that.
Return to your, yeah, that's all
the
they played.
The day after Christmas also.
Really?
But now, if you listen to it today, it's all about abstinence. Because it's leading up to New Year's, and they're like, no sex is the safest sex. I was like, what?
Wait, so, I mean, is it like...
It's in a loop. It's just...
So they've completely like ditched their cop pro-authority programming.
Yeah.
As they've...
For the holidays, yeah. I suppose.
That's weird. And then, oh, but the worst radio station out in Sunken Valley.
Dude.
You know what I'm thinking?
I know exactly what you're thinking.
What's the station?
Thunder 102.
Thunder 102, exactly. That station is wretched.
It's the worst. It's everything that you despise in radio.
I can't stop listening to it at times because it's such a train wreck.
Yeah. It's awfulsome. It really is.
Like they play this horrible mix of music.
Yeah.
It's like anything that was bad and commercial and overplayed. Like it's on there.
Yeah. Anything that makes you like want to rip your own ears out.
Plus then at night they have the weird, like that guy I called the show last week.
Father Cliff. He does Go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what is it? Wednesday, Thursday, every third Friday, something like that.
It's like really late at night.
Yeah.
But it's a really weird show.
All their programming because they have,
the worst thing.
The morning show.
That horrible morning zoo show.
Was it like, Mr. Soapy and the panda or something?
Like, it's like Dr. Bongo and the Badger or something like that. Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, they're on there and they're, It's everything you expect in a morning zoo. It's called like the Mustache Show or something. And it's, I mean, they're idiots. They're dumb.
They're horrible. I mean, cause
they're racist.
They're sexist.
Oh, they're so sexist.
Yeah.
They, like if any girl comes on ever, you know, instantly gets demeaned.
Yeah. And they've got like that, that lighthouse noise whenever she walks in the studio, like, or not lighthouse, like, we get it.
If I could listen to that with a bunch of friends, I mean, frequently this happens where something is so horrible, but if I had someone else there to make eye contact with and be like, like with my eyes, I would say, this is horrible.
I agree. This is bad.
Yeah.
Thank God we're enjoying this together.
Like, I know there's some people out there that like train wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
And
The figurative ones.
Yeah, figurative ones. Exactly.
Oh, you monsters. How dare you like the literal train wrecks.
Yes. But I always kind of need somebody else, and so that's why Thunder 102 can't really enjoy it to its fullest.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's horrible. It is horrible. But David, you mentioned that the year is coming to an end.
That's right. It is. So it's time for reflection. It's time to look back and think about things you liked, things you didn't like.
Are you going to say the mascot wedding takes a look back? Is that what we're going to do?
No.
Oh, what are we going to do then?
I was going to say mascot wedding remembers fondly.
Hey,
I guess. I don't know.
Mascot wedding remembers fondly. 2K8.
Yes.
The year is almost over. Let's take a look back. Should we take a look back of the news, the current events? Boring.
Kind of a slow news year.
Yeah, not a lot happened.
Oh, I mean, there was that...
Bush kicked ass again.
Yeah.
Check out gas. It's super low. Thanks, leader.
Had another hot dog eating contest.
Oh, man, how'd that go?
Awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The human race won.
That's right. The co-op softball team. Didn't do so good, but moving on.
But still, though, I think that's the big news story of 2008.
Yeah, I mean, big news. Let's go entertainment.
Okay.
Beck, I just played that at the start of the show. Now, there's something, usually at the end of the year, I have like a huge list of songs, albums, movies, and books I liked and comics.
Right.
But this year, I didn't really feel too strongly about anything. And I want to say it's because the things that I liked, like the things that were my favorite this year, were really big commercial successes, ended up being. We're not really big, but sort of... You know, there's nothing sort of like under the radar that
everybody went through the same experience you did.
Yeah, and you know what? It kind of, I mean, it's no secret that people like to define themselves by things they like. That's why that section on MySpace is like, you know, 30 paragraphs long, et cetera. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I feel like the stuff that, you know, if I had to make like a top 10 list or whatever, it'd be stuff that, you know, like, oh, Dark Knight.
Yeah.
In terms of movies. I really like that. I really liked Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know? Be like, I guess who didn't like Iron Man, Dark Knight? Nobody, everybody liked it.
Hey, I'm going to go a little underground for you guys, a little off the radar. Pineapple Express, huh? It's a little, nobody, I don't think anybody saw it. I think it was in theaters for maybe like a day and a half. You got to check it out.
Actually, yeah, you know what? If I had to go, I think the most I laughed in theaters for a comedy, I think Step Brothers.
You know what? You mentioned that the first time, and I was like, Step Brothers was okay. It didn't really do it for me. I revisited it the other night. I laughed my tuchus off. I forgot how funny it was.
Because it also felt like, you know, all the hype was around the Apatow crew. Mm-hmm. You know, Pineapple Express coming out. Even though, you know, Step Brothers still an Apatow production, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But still, there wasn't like any buzz. It was like, oh, more Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, seen it.
Yeah.
But
people are too quick to hate.
Burst at the seams. The yeah.
You're like, all right, we get it, Will Ferrell. You really want to, would you rather he break out and do, what's he doing next? Land of the Lost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'll take Step Brothers 7 days a week over Land of the Lost. You think I'm looking forward to that one? No, of course not.
What were your top movies of 2K8?
My top movies of 2K8.
If I was forcing you to remember fondly.
Please do. It would be Dark Knight and then everybody else. Here's the thing about this year.
Yeah.
Last year was so awesome for movies.
It was good.
It was No Country for Old Men, There Will Be Blood.
The problem with that is...
You saw them in 2008.
Yeah. 2008, so... They didn't make last year's list, and I feel like I can't make them on this year's list, which is stupid.
Well, no. Revisit last year's list. What if you just now got around to seeing Babe, Pig in the City?
That's the other thing.
Would you put it on your 2008 list? No, you'd revisit.
I like a lot of the music that I got into this year was stuff that came out
previously,
like Blood Visions, Jay Retard.
It was last year's album.
It was 2006, actually, I think.
Oh, was it?
I think so.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I loved Dark Knight. Loved Wall-E. Oh,
you know what? I never saw Wall-E.
Oh, you need to see Wall-E.
Because here's the thing.
You specifically, Mac. I'm not sending this as a recommendation to anybody else. Mac.
No, I really wanted to, but okay, you had already seen it.
Yeah.
And there's really like that was it. There was nobody else. I can't be like call up my dude friends. And be like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, you want to go see Wall-E with me?
You don't want to be like me when I saw The Incredibles by myself on a Sunday afternoon, and I was the only one in the theater with like 8 kids.
If I was making a list, pros and cons of seeing movies by yourself, or if I was, you know, sort of lining out the empirical evidence.
Right.
Can I see a movie by myself comfortably? Of course I can.
Of course.
But I can never pull that trigger.
It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. Like, just do it, and you'll realize, hey, I could have been seeing movies this whole time.
It sounds like it'd be, I mean, because sometimes, like, you know, seeing a movie with someone else is kind of a hassle.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, exactly. Logistical nightmare sometimes.
That's a 2K, this is the saddest New Year's resolution. Go see more movies,
by
myself. Yeah, I wanted to see Wall-E. I'll have to revisit that list.
Yeah, no, if you don't love Wall-E, you don't love love. I'll tell you that right now.
You know what movie I had the most fun in? If I had to say Mac, or if someone was asking me, Mac, that's my name. If you called up right now, 472-5667 to be a part of today's show, and you said, Mac, what movie did you have the most fun at?
Yeah.
And I have to say it was bar none. I had the most fun in the theater when I saw The Happening.
That's right.
It is rare that I go see something because I know it is going to be wretched.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see that, and it was so, so terrible.
That movie...
It was amazing.
Bookended the year because not only was it the worst movie of the year,
yeah,
also the best movie of the year. That is a rare feat to pull off, but it did it with gusto and flair and panache.
It was like outsider art, The Happening was. It was amazing. It's like, has this guy seen movies in the last 20 years? This is great.
This guy's making me feel things. I kind of want to punch him in the face and shake his hand at the same time.
Who is this? He gets it. He gets out. Wait, what? He made this on purpose. Ooh, no. I was laughing up a storm. I had so much fun at that.
Yeah. Gosh, what else?
You said Get Smart. You like that?
Get Smart, I liked.
Never saw it.
I liked Iron Man. Role Models. I saw that thing twice.
I like Role Models.
Yeah. I'm trying to go like under the radar. I'm trying to go like, I saw Slumdog Millionaire the other day. I really liked that one. It was a movie called Trans-Siberian that I really loved.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that until it was already on video.
Yeah, holy cow, that movie's really good.
What about, did you ever see Revolutionary Road? Wasn't it Sam Mendes? I don't think it's out yet.
Sam Mendes is dead?
Yeah, isn't he?
No, you're thinking of Heath Ledger.
Who's the guy that directed American Beauty?
Sam Mendes.
He's dead, isn't he?
No.
Tell you what, if you're not dead, Sam Mendes, call us up right now, 472-5667. Oh, sorry, 512-472-KO.
Because he might not be. He might be in his flat.
Yeah, I never saw Tropic Thunder. That's the other thing. I feel like I didn't see some of the bigger name
movies.
Yeah,
and like all the stuff that's supposed to be good, like it's coming out now. Like, really want to see The Wrestler.
Oh, yeah, I want to
see
that
too. Can't see The Wrestler. Like, it's not out yet.
Exactly. Like, this is what I, you know, like, oh, I made my 2K8 top 10 list. It's like, well, literally only... 6,000 people or something like that even had an opportunity to see it.
Right.
You know, and but yet that's going to count on people's like, you know, oh, that came out in 2008. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I, you know, it wasn't like, you know, the final badge holders at Numathon or something.
I'm sorry if I didn't catch a plane to L.A. The last week of December so you guys could fit it in into award season.
Well, really, you should keep your best of list open because I'm sure the spirit is going to right to the top.
It's a living document. Well, much like the spirit is a dead cop.
What? Yeah.
You know what? I got to tell you, the spirit, not looking good. Not looking good for the spirit. Dark days.
The spirit does not look good, but at the same time, I was like, well, you know what? I really like Frank Miller's comics. I should go see it as kind of, let me see this new art film. I think if I go look at it sort of, you know, with the right attitude, maybe I can.
So if you go not hoping to be entertained, then you'll be right on the money.
I go looking to be intrigued, not entertained. Correct. Like I would go to a museum and look at some, you know.
Well, you better hope there's some intriguing things stuck to the floor of the theater, because I doubt the movie's going to do it for you.
There's only one movie that's been so boring that I literally was looking around the theater.
You and I both. I caught you looking because I was busy looking.
It was Grindhouse.
It was Grindhouse.
Oh. Grindhouse, I was like, maybe the wall is better than what's on the screen. And for a while it was. Anything else you want to mention? I know you said you left your list at home.
Yeah, see, I don't know. It just stuff escapes me. That's the theme for 2008. Stuff escapes me.
What about music?
Music. We're playing a lot of it today, and then we'll play it next week. Dirt Bombs was a really great album. That was way back in January. Dr. Dog put out a really amazing album. Maybe we'll play some later in the show.
What was the name of Dr. Dog's album?
It was Fate.
I heard some stuff off of that. I liked it.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of, not too pretentious, not too anything. Just good music. The Beck album was really good. And I feel bad because Beck's turning into one of those people who I really like, but I could not be bothered to actually seek it out and listen to it.
That's the thing. I think Beck is, that wasn't Beck's best album, but it wasn't bad.
But even bad Beck is still good music.
Yeah, Beck, I think I've had this conversation with your substitute at times. Mm-hmm. Little Estrada.
My better, Jimena.
No. Your substitute. And The summer you. And, Beck is consistently underrated. But then again, music as well. Like, I didn't really feel like I had some sort of like personal take with any music. Like,
yeah, and I'm not Johnny Fever. I don't like spin the platters that matter. I don't know what music is right now. I don't know what's
good. I blame you and Estrada for this because I feel like that, you know, I didn't go to the David Hata College of Musical Knowledge.
Which closed in 1974, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you want to hear Blue Suede do Hooked on a Feeling, I got the copy for you. Like, I don't know anything new or good. I don't know.
Like, even, I'll play something a second here off of, I think, my favorite album of 2K8. But even something like comics. Mac reads a lot of comics. I like comics. I think my favorite things this year were, like, the big, like, you know, event comics, if you will, like the, you know, like
the crossovers, the stuff that's supposed to sell anyway.
Yeah, when Marvel and DC are like, oh, let's take all our heroes, jam them into one comic and have them fight. Mm-hmm. You know, Marvel did
that happen?
Yeah, Marvel had one comic series called Secret Invasion, which I enjoyed the hell out of. Mm-hmm. And then DC also had Final Crisis written by Grant Morrison, which I'm also enjoying.
Yeah,
not over yet. I mean, but still, you know, like no.
So is it going to be on your 2K8 list if it finishes in 2K9? I gotta stop saying K.
It's the I really like, you know, it, as stupid as it is, you know, you hear like little phrases in but the 2K for 2000, I can't shake it.
Yeah, it stuck around a lot more than aught. Like, we're going into aught 9 this year.
Yeah. Except it's gonna be trouble years later. It's like, oh, when'd you do that? Oh, in the K's. No,
that's not gonna hang on. Oh, we'll be long since dead by then.
Oh, well, that's a good feeling.
Great feeling.
Yeah, I mean, even like comics, like the stuff that was off the beaten path that I started liking. Like Why the Last Man wrapped up this year. And here's the funny thing. Are you familiar with that comic?
Mm-mm, no.
It's written by Brian K. Vaughan, who also writes for Lost.
Okay.
And what else did he write? He did a bunch of other stuff for DC and Marvel. I feel like I can't go anywhere without somebody saying something about Why the Last Man. Like I'll be at bars or something and like, blah, 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 Why the Last Man.
We don't go to the same places.
Yeah, that's true. That's odd. But I mean, every time I hear it, I'm like, are they talking about comics? Because it's always sort of shocking.
I was surprised that comic store built a bar, by the way.
I kind of want to go over there and be like, hey, you talking comics? I want to talk comics. But yeah, I mean, that was good. But what I did is I finished this year, but you know, I sort of read the whole series, which most of which, you know, was not this year. And anyway, and, you know, stuff like No Scott Pilgrim volume this year. I don't know.
That's right.
I got to say my, I don't know why I, one of this, like, yes, David, let us talk about this in the show. Because I have so much to not talk about. What about TV? Any TV shows you like to see?
TV, 30 Rock's still doing it for me.
30 Rock's awesome. It is amazing. Mad Men. Have you gotten into that?
You know what? I have not.
Season two.
I know. And it's right there, too. Like, season one is easily accessible. Mm-hmm. Season two. It's not like how I am with Lost, where, like, all right, there's already four seasons. It's going to take me forever to catch up. I'm just going to wait.
You know what? I watched. I watched all of The Sopranos in 2 months.
Well,
maybe not even 2 months. And you know what? It was awesome. It was amazing.
I like showering and seeing daylight.
In fact, I'm probably going to finish The Wire. I watched seasons 1 through 4 of The Wire in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to finish up season 5 here, early part of 2K9.
You know what's killing me? What's been a blessing and a curse for me as far as TV goes?
What?
Is I'm missing a lot of stuff. Because I just got a little DVR,
yeah,
the recorder, and I find myself recording a lot off of Turner Classic Movies, mm-hmm. and I'm compelled to watch everything I record, so I'm missing a lot of shows. There's no excuse for it. I'm not trying to say that's the better path,
uh-huh.
but I find myself doing a lot of that to the detriment of everything else.
My TiVo at times has been, sitting there whistling, tapping its foot, you know, shrugging its shoulders, looking at me, asking to record something.
Yeah.
Because between the writer's strike,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the year, and then, some shows waiting until January to come back, yeah. like Lost and Scrubs, which I'll admit I enjoy. Yeah. It's very silly, but I enjoy it.
Sure.
It hasn't a lot to do.
Yeah, because actually I don't know when Mad Men is on, so I can't set the old recorder.
Yeah, Sundays. I enjoyed the. Did Breaking Bad come out this year? Or was that last year?
See, I think it was last year. Yeah, I'll tell you what though. Gary Unmarried.
Yes,
I can't stop loving that show, and it is a sign of age and sadness. But every time it's on, that's appointment viewing. I cannot stop watching it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Sorry, that's me.
Done. There it is, right there. There's your 2K8 wrap
Boom.
Up.
Boom. Out of here.
Gonzo. Done. Maybe more of that later in the show, but right now let's take a break, and we'll listen to one of my favorite albums, my favorite album, MGMT's Oracular Spectacular, and this is Kids. More Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. The time is 6:40. And hang on. Let's drop that down. Because we got a call at 472-5667. But first, we shall take this one. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I heard you were bad-mouthing Thunder 102.
yeah, I guess you caught that. Not very good. So, had to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I didn't appreciate it.
I mean, do you live in Sunken Valley? I mean, do you listen to Thunder 102?
I do a little bit more than listen to it.
I don't understand.
Let me try and make it really clear for you. I just do a little bit more than listen to it.
Well, okay. I mean, it's radio. You can listen to it. You can't watch it. Can't eat it.
Well, I broadcast on it.
Ah, okay. So you're one of the DJs at Thunder 102.
That's right. I am a DJ.
Okay. Yeah, I could tell with your chops. Which DJ are you, if you don't mind me asking?
You're telling me you don't recognize my voice?
No, I don't. Sorry.
All right. Well, maybe this will help you. Hey, you're listening to the Thunder 102 Morning Mustache Rodeo with Dr. Bruno and the Cougar.
Okay, wow. So, I mean, I guess you're Dr. Bruno?
What? No. Ah, you idiot. God, are you a complete imbecile? This is the Cougar.
I'm sorry, Cougar, that I didn't recognize you immediately. I I can't tell the difference between you and that that other gorilla that you share time with.
You think I sound the same as Gorilla Gary? You're even dumber than I thought.
A gorilla? No, I didn't say anything about Gorilla. Who's Gorilla Gary?
He's Thunder 102's afternoon draft time guy.
Ugh, no, I was referring to your co-host, Dr. Bruno, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I was calling him a gorilla, not Gorilla Gary.
Hey, you were calling him a gorilla. That's not cool.
Way to pick up on that one. Nice quick radio chops you got there.
You got radio chops.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you to say.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, well, all right. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry, Cougar.
Yeah, you are sorry.
There it is. That's the wit I was expecting.
So what's your problem with Thunder 102?
In general, it's a horrible station. It's terrible. And you guys play lousy music, and every single DJ on that station is just like a huge jerk.
Wow. And this is coming from co-op? A college radio station is calling a real rock station horrible?
Okay, we're not a college station. Like, we're community
You are. You are a college station.
No, we do community programming. And you don't have to be in college to do a show on co-op.
Look, I turn on the station during the day. And it's nothing but college DJs.
No, at night, we share a signal with KVRX. That's college, but no, everybody here...
Wait, you share a signal, so you are that station.
No, we share... You know what? Fine. I'm not gonna argue with Cougar on radio logistics.
You lost me, college boy.
Thank you, yeah. I think that's too hard to do.
Well, I tell you what isn't hard to do. Let's listen to Thunder 102. You got some nerve making fun of it.
Do I have really?
Yeah, that's Sunken Valley's home of the rock center. You better pay your respects and kneel at the altar of rock. Thunder 102.
Thunder 102. That's such a... You're not home of the rock.
We are home of the rock.
No, you play the worst mix of music.
What? We play a bluesy, funky, spicy jambalaya of Texas music.
Oh, I hate that saying. I hate it so much. So tell me, Cougar, what do you play that's even remotely bluesy?
Well, some of the Nickelback we play gets pretty bluesy.
Yeah, that's terrible. That is terrible music.
What? You're not dissing the Back, are you, man? They are gods of rock.
The Back, I guess.
Bad about them.
The Back
that's
is
NB.
NB. Yeah, I'm talking bad about the NB, about the Back.
Oh, man, I can't believe you got the pony sauce to make fun of them.
What's pony sauce?
Yeah, pony sauce.
Like, I don't know what that means. Is that like horseradish?
What? No, it's the Morning Mustache Rodeo's catchphrase.
Ugh.
You know, it means like your stuff. You know, like the stuff.
Like, I guess.
You must have the pony sauce. You know what I mean?
No, you lost me. I'll just go with it, I guess.
Well, you must got some giant vat of pony sauce. If you're going to be making fun of our show, you should hear what the people in Sunken Valley call your show.
What are the people in Sunken Valley?
I don't even know if you want to hear it.
No, give it to me. No, go on. What do they call it?
I don't even know if I can say this on the radio.
Give it a shot.
Are you ready for it? I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
You might want to have a satin pillow beneath you so you can faint on it.
You know, whatever. That's fine. Just... Whatever. Okay.
Are you ready? Do you have your satin pillow so you can faint on it?
Yes, I have my satin pillow.
Okay. Well, the people in Sunken Valley, they call your show the Mascot Wedding Show. Can you believe that? Like a wedding. Eat it, sucker.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, they call it that because that's the name of the show.
Yeah, it is the name of your show.
That's what I just said. It's the Mascot Wedding Show.
Wait, what?
The actual name of our show...
Wait, I thought your show was called The Sports Mascots, right?
No. Mascot Wedding. That's the name of our show.
Wedding?
Yeah.
There are two dudes who host the show.
Well, we're not getting married. It's just a name. It's a funny name for a funny show.
That's not a funny name. That's gross. I think I'm going to lose my pony sauce.
Okay, now, see, okay, I thought I had a handle on what pony sauce was. I don't anymore. Why is it gross to you? Why is that?
You're getting married. I don't even have to. I shouldn't have to tell you why that's gross.
No. Okay, it's not gross, but you're gross. You're a gross, disgusting person.
Your station sounds horrible.
Yeah, I bet it does to you.
Yeah, I bet it's a real sausage party there at Co-op.
Wow.
Sounds like the same crowd you find in the men's sauna after the gym closes.
I don't even get that. Whatever. Okay, sure. Yeah, I guess.
You don't hang around a gym after it closes?
No, I don't
like
do
in the sauna?
No, why would I hang out at a sauna after hours? I don't get it.
Well, you can't get married at it. But yeah, there's just a lot of guys saying it's pretty cool. You should do you don't do that at the Sunken Valley Athletic Concern?
You know what? No, I stopped going to the Sunken Valley Athletic Concern after all the kids got busted for steroids.
Yeah, well, you should do it. You should come out with me sometime. You know, we'll go in the sauna, and then, you know, after the gym closes, it just gets really cool in there.
You know, oh, okay, now you want to be my friend. Now you want to pal around with me? No, that's okay. I don't want to go anywhere with you.
Well, fine. If you want to hang out with a bunch of dudes who work at Co-op, be my guest.
It's not just dudes. Dudes. It's not just men. We have men and women. We have anybody who wants to come in can work here.
Well, I bet the chicks who work at Thunder 102 are way hotter than the ones at Co-op.
What is that? First of all, they're not chicks. They're women. They're people. What does that matter? What is that even? What do you even care?
Yeah, well, some of the chicks here at Thunder 102 really put the pony in my sauce, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I think I kind of do. I think I got a grasp on pony sauce now. But still, irrelevant, not unnecessary.
How's that? I'm just being cougarish.
You know what? See, this is what I don't like about your station. You're just the cougar being cougarish. Like, you're hiding behind it.
Cougar.
Thank you. Yeah. Like,
you're welcome.
It gives you an outlet to say the most horrible, racist, sexist things.
Sexist?
Yes! You're sexist. You're incredibly sexist at that station.
How am I sexist?
Oh, I don't know.
Me and Dr. Bruno aren't sexist at all.
Really? Really? You're not sexist?
No, I'm not.
Okay, hey, Cougar.
That is correct.
Cougar. What is the name of the woman who does the show with you?
Woman who does the show? I don't even... It's just me and Dr. Bruno.
No, it's not. There's someone on during drive time in the mornings.
Oh, you mean the chick that does the traffic reports?
Yes, the woman who does the traffic... What's her name? What's her name on the show?
Double D the traffic flood. Why do you care?
Exactly. Exactly. Why is that... Why do you call her that? That is so offensive.
Her name's Deborah Davidson.
Okay, I get it. Double D. That's cute. Why not just call her Deborah? Why not just... it's unnecessary.
How is it? Well, have you met her? She totally is one.
She's... Okay, I'm not going to justify that.
She'll probably go on a date with you. Plus, she wears T-shirts.
So she wears T-shirts. So what?
What do you mean, so what?
That doesn't make her the thing you call her.
Whatever, buddy. You don't know her. You haven't seen these T-shirts.
Okay. You know what? I guarantee...
Outrageous.
Outrageous T-shirts make her... I'm not even going to say it. It makes me sick to say that word.
Say
so.
No, go ahead and say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Fine. But you're totally wrong.
You know what?
We're on a tight ship at the Morning Mustache Rodeo.
The Morning Mustache Rodeo. Again, just the sickest... Most awful stuff coming out of your mouth. You know what? I think I'm done with you. I think I'm going to hang up on you. That's
you better hang up on me.
Okay.
If I talk to you for a couple seconds longer, I'm probably going to drive over there and open up a keg of pony sauce on you.
Okay. Now again, I don't understand what pony sauce is. That's, you know what?
I'm going to punch you in the stomach, and your pony sauce is going to shoot out all over me.
Okay, your catchphrase makes no sense. It makes you sound like a moron. Like just. You sound like a simpleton spouting pony sauce everywhere.
Well, then everyone in Sunken Valley sounds like a simpleton, because everyone there, they all it.
Nobody. This is the first time I've ever heard anyone say pony sauce ever.
Everyone says pony. Even the mayor of Sunken Valley says pony sauce.
The mayor of Sunken Valley says pony sauce.
Yeah, he totally does.
No. I can No, he doesn't. The mayor, there's no way he would say pony sauce.
Yeah, he does, and he will.
He will?
Yeah, in fact, I bet you he's going to say it at the annual Sunken Valley New Year's Eve party.
You, at the, okay, the town New Year's Eve party where the, what happened? The anchor drops?
Yeah, that anchor drops. You know, you count down to 10, and it's the new year, and we all kiss and fire our guns in the air.
Yeah, which...
I'll bet you he's going to say it there.
Yeah. There's no way.
Let's bet.
You want to bet. Do you want like a wager? You want to bet that the mayor will say pony sauce.
As far as I'm concerned.
Done. Oh, let's do it. What are the stakes?
I'm surprised you got the pony sauce to make a bet.
I see. Again, you lost me on pony sauce.
All right.
So what are the stakes? What's the bet here?
If the mayor says sauce during his speech, me and Dr. Bruno, we get to host your college radio show for a month.
For a month. Yeah, no. You know what? Yes, okay, fine. Because this is going to be the easiest bet I've ever won. What do I get when I win?
Well, you want a date with Double B?
No, I don't. I don't want a date with, no.
Well, that's good because you don't have to win a contest or a bet to go on a date with her.
Ugh. You know what?
Probably just need to offer to buy her a drink.
Or is that right?
Yeah, it's totally right.
Okay, you know what? Hey,
I've seen those t-shirts.
T-shirt. Again, with the, I don't, here's my bet. Here's what I get if I win. If I win, when I win, you got to stop calling her that name that you call her.
I'm telling you, she likes it.
No, she doesn't. I guarantee you she doesn't like it. And you're going to stop calling her that. And you're just...
Well, is that all you want?
No, it's not all I want. You're going to... New policy at your show, at Dr. Bruno and the Cougar.
What's that?
You got to start treating women with respect. You got to start treating everyone with respect. And
whatever, loser, is that all?
No, it's not all. I get to pick the music. I get to pick your station's music for an entire day.
Done, sucker. You know, you could have bet the moon because you're going to lose.
No, I'm not going to lose. This is the easiest bet I've ever won in my life. The mayor's going to say pony sauce.
Yeah. After the mayor says pony sauce, you're probably going to be so shocked with pony sauce all over yourself.
See, again, I just don't get it. I don't get what that...
It couldn't be any more obvious.
You know what? Fine. Easiest bet I ever won. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll be calling next week to collect my winnings.
Good luck. I'd like to see that happen.
All right. Adios, sucker. You just got cooged.
I just got cooged. Thank you. And there.
You're welcome, sucker.
Still on the line, are you? You know what? I'm hanging up on you. Boop. That was the Cougar, everyone, from Thunder 102. Ugh. There's a whole lot of not good coming out of Sunken Valley Way. Well, folks, we're coming up on the end of the hour. It's 6:55 right now. Let's see, we got time for one more song, and then Clear Spot. Clear Spot will come up with Lisa and Linda. And a third guest? What? I don't know. You'll find out in like a few minutes. So let's do our pleasantries for the last time in 2008 for more information about Mascot Wedding, including information about various side projects and archives of past shows. You may visit mascotwedding.com. If you want, maybe be our friend on MySpace, myspace.com/mascotwedding, or drop us a line, start a correspondence with us, which you can save and publish into a book upon our deaths, mascotwedding@gmail.com. That's all the time we have. We're going to go out with, again, one of my favorite albums of the year. This is the Black Keys from the Attack and Release album. It's All You Ever Wanted for Mac Blake. I'm David Hatta, unless he wants to say goodbye. He doesn't want to say goodbye. For Mac Blake, I'm David Hatta. This has been the Mascot Wedding Show, closing out 2008. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you again next week. Goodbye, Austin. Just like that. So you can stay.